Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today we're talking about our fabulous Southeast. You don't have to go very far. Stay right here near home. Visit our sister states. And we just talked about Tennessee. Now we're going to talk about South Carolina because there's a wonderful restaurant opening in Charleston. I have Doc Bill joining me on the phone who just was there last weekend. So Doc Bill, tell us a little bit about what you had at Gentry, this new restaurant opening up in Charleston.
It's a great place for very high-end Geechee Gullah cuisine. We had their incredible deviled eggs, which were done well, sat on a piece of toast. And not to mention the deviled crab, which was done in an unusual way. It was done in a pan, well-seasoned, and with nice toast points to go on it. An incredible dish. And then we also had the fried chicken with the macaroni and cheese, which was an excellent dish that they had as well. And then a new spin on a low country boil, which is really good, done with French bread. A great, great sauce for sucking up that great stock on which the low country boil was in, and as well as a great steak and potato dish, which we had as well. So I highly recommend the Gentry. It's elegance, the setting is great, great food, and done by a celebrity chef.
Well, that's right, Chef Marvin Woods, and I actually had a chance to chat with him prior to the start of the restaurant. So why don't we take a listen to my chat with Chef Marvin Woods. Wow, now you're on to another project. I can't keep up with you. So what do you have going on in Charleston?
In Charleston, I'm doing a restaurant called Gentry Bar and Dining Room. We will feature low country, authentic gullah, and then my African diasporic influence as well.
Well, that sounds very exciting and the perfect match for a Charleston restaurant. Now, tell me a little bit about your heritage. Is this kind of tying back into your heritage to offer this type of cuisine?
Not directly. Both of my parents are from the South. My mom's from Alabama. My dad's from North Carolina. I was exposed to the South growing up. As a kid, I spent a lot of time in the South. I really didn't get introduced to low country till after I graduated culinary school, and I worked for a gentleman in Manhattan who was from Beaufort, South Carolina, and that was kind of, and that was the early 90s, and that was kind of the first introduction to low country. And then he gave me some books that were written about black rice and the history of Charleston, and I was blown away because I didn't learn any of that stuff in culinary school. So ever since that time, that low country, the food, the rice culture, et cetera, all that resonates with me. And so ever since then, I've been doing, food that has that kind of influence.
Well, it sounds very exciting, and I agree with you. I mean, that's something I didn't learn as well, so it's very interesting to learn about that. And now for you to offer that as the main cuisine that you're going to have here at Gentry, can you tell me a little bit about how you're going to kind of work that into your menu?
Well, I have a dear friend of mine who is considered to be the gullah cuisine, and her name is Charlotte Jenkins. And Charlotte was retired until I came to town, and I asked her to be my partner in this. And so Charlotte is going to make sure that we have authentic gullah flavor.
Authentic. And I love that, authentic.
Authentic.
And since she's standing right here beside us, what exactly is authentic gullah Geechee, low country food, all of the different names that we may know it by?
Authentic means no substitute, means fresh. And prepare with love. That's what I call authentic. No replacement or whatever. So that's what I was all about. I ran a restaurant for 20 years, and I had a lot of come back. So they loved the food because I work with fresh food, and I think that's the key to make it taste good and authentic.
Well, I love the idea of fresh food. So I want to hear some of these fresh items that you guys are planning to put on the menu. Can you give us a little heads up of what's going to be on the menu?
Sure can. Go ahead, Charlotte. You can go ahead and yell out a couple.
Yeah, well, we're going to do, being that, seafood is very prominent in this area, we're going to do some seafood dish. And the one seafood dish we're going to do is, it's going to call a 10-mile Owendorf stew. And that is, it's going to be delicious. And so make a makeup of fresh seafood like shrimp, and we'll have a little sausage in there, potatoes, crab, and clam. It's just a variety of seafood.
What can we experience when we come here?
We have roughly 45 to 50 seats downstairs. We'll have another 60 to 70 seats upstairs. And then upstairs, we have a stage, and we'll feature live music. And we'll have a house R&B band. And, you know, the whole spirit of Gentry is bringing people together, really good food, really good drinks, and bringing something to Charleston that really right now doesn't exist.
Well, it sounds delicious. It sounds like a great experience. And the hours again that you'll be open?
So we'll be open 7 days a week. We will open in the daytime for lunch at 11 o'clock. We will go pretty much from 11 to 11. We'll have a bar menu. Yeah, so we'll have a bar menu. We'll have an all-day menu. And then, obviously, we'll have a lunch menu and also a dinner menu. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we'll do Saturday and Sunday brunch. Charlotte and I have put our heads together all this week, and we've been just going around to different farms and talking to different seafood purveyors and just kind of getting an idea what's, as you know, she said earlier, what's fresh? What are you growing right now? What seafood can you catch right now? You know, so we're going to print the menu in-house. And so at any given, you know, time, we could change the menu daily, and feature things that are fresh, you know. And that's the, going back to what she was saying, there's a lot of people that say they have fresh seafood, but when you taste it, we know it's frozen. Mm. That's not what we're planning to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to do fresh. Definitely looking at local farmers, local fishermen, and, you know, I say this as well. I'm looking for the ones that are black, because they need support. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel we need to support each other. And so that's, you know, literally we spent this week going around and trying to, you know, find those people and source those things. And we got a good start. So I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. And we will give, you know, those people the shine on the menu. We went to a farm yesterday, and it's called Fields. So, you know, Fields' name will be on my menu. You know, I'm using his produce. It's organic. It's a farm that he's either fourth or fifth generation. I mean, they started in the 1800s. I mean, that's history. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be a secret. It should be known. And so that's the plan, to let people know that there's people like us doing really good things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can hear in your voice as you describe that, the importance of actually place in terms of this being Charleston, the history that we as black people have here in Charleston and really this Lowcountry area, mm-hmm. and the importance of having them involved. Because not only is it like food that we've cooked through the generations, it's also food that we harvest back in slavery time.
That's right.
It was the food that we were responsible for growing and harvesting.
That's right. I totally agree. And that's what, you know, we aim to do here is give it a platform so mm-hmm. people can actually support it and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I just think for so long it's been overlooked. And we're going to change that.
Now it's time.
We're going to change that.
There's a lot of love that's going into this. I mean, this is going to be a very, very special place. So thank you guys so much, and congratulations, and all the best to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sounds really yummy, right, Olivia?
I am starving at this point.
And it's certainly right up Doc Bill's alley.
Oh, yes, it is his dream come true. And, you know, we talk about Sapelo all the time. It's a really special place for us, and it's another place that highlights Gullah Geechee culture. So it's great that there's a restaurant, you know, a high-end restaurant that celebrates this wonderful food and culture.
And culture, and also, too, I mean, he's going to use the sourcing of the farmers who actually grew a lot of the food in that area. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the most important part. And he's going to tell their stories and let people know where they can, you know, contact these people.
Exactly, exactly. And if you want to check out their website, it's gentrybar.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the Southeast. You're on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
I grew up in South Carolina, singing all them bluegrass and country songs.